Our next guests are two comedians and longtime friends, Danielle Perez and Madison Shepherd. Hello.
Hi.
So you two have been friends for a long time, but yes. I find it fascinating that you started stand-up together.
Yeah. Literally, I texted Madison and was like, I think I want to do stand-up comedy. Like, how do we do this? And she's like, yeah. We go take open mics. I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
Like our first open mic, she was like, oh my God, we're so brave. We're going to our first open mic. And I was like, wait, we're brave because we're going to watch people do stand up? She's like, no, we're brave because we're going to do it. I was like, oh, what? I thought we were just going to observe. And she's like, don't worry. Yeah. Don't worry, I'll put my name first on the list.
This is the narrative of our whole friendship, I will say, is just me being like, Danielle, you want to do something kind of stupid?
And I'm like, yes! What else do I have left to do or lose?
So wait a second, does that make Danielle your enabler? Is that what that is?
We're both each other's enablers.
Okay.
This relationship, I talk to my mom every day and I talk to Danielle every day.
Yeah.
I talk to my boyfriend every day, but that's because he lives here. If he didn't, it wouldn't be every day.
Are you guys up for playing a game?
Yes.
So what we've done is we've reimagined how famous movies would play out if the characters had to maintain social distancing.
Okay.
Okay.
So we're going to read a little description. You name the movie. That's it.
All right.
Danielle, this first one's for you.
Okay.
Mark Zuckerberg heads home from Harvard to take his classes virtually. So he never gets dumped. He never creates Facebook. And no one has to ever get in an online fight with their Uncle Jack. The world is at peace.
Wow. Imagine a world without Facebook. We would be so much better for it. The Social Network.
Yes, indeed. Indeed. Yes. Although, wait a second. Are you still on Facebook? Many people have left Facebook.
I started using Twitter more, which I don't know if this is better or worse.
Right.
Jury's still out. All right, Madison, here is one for you.
Okay.
Meg Ryan and Billy Crystal are enjoying sandwiches in the outdoor seating area at Katz's Deli. The other customers can't hear their adult conversation from 6 feet away, so no one says anything iconic in response.
When Harry met Sally, baby. That's wrong.
That is correct.
That's right. Ooh, I love that adult conversation.
That's a great way to describe it.
Yeah. An adult conversation.
That's
sometimes
really, that's what, nice.
And then there's sometimes adult monologues. Is that how it works? All right, Danielle. Daniel Kaluuya goes to the country with his girlfriend to meet her parents for the first time. They sit on the patio of their huge house, quickly pulling their masks back after eating one dried Fruit Loop at a time.
Oh, wait. Okay. Is this Guess Who's Coming to Dinner?
More. It's
Madison's so more, angry.
It's a more recent film.
It's a more recent film.
Madison is getting angrier and angrier at you.
And if you didn't see it, you don't know the scene about
she
eating.
Has seen it. We've seen it together. I am almost positive.
Wait, we saw this together?
I think so.
Wait, no, Get Out?
Yes.
Oh,
my God.
That's why I was like, Daniel Kaluuya. He's so fine. He is so fine.
If you would have told me Latif Garrett or whatever was, you know, looking like a zombie, I would have been like, yes.
I think you're referring to Lakeith Stanfield, my future husband. As soon as I break up with my boyfriend, I just want to let Lakeith know that I'm available whenever.
That's good.
Just putting my avails out.
I love the statement, when I break up with my boyfriend. Like, it's just, we're just, you know, it's
he's my current boyfriend. We're in quarantine
my
together.
Current boyfriend.
You know?
Right.
All right, Madison, over Google Classroom, Robin Williams inspires his prep school poetry students to buck convention and stand on their desks. He's fired when several parents find footprints all over their antique dining room tables.
Okay, this is not of my culture, you know what I mean? Like, truly. So I'm guessing, because frankly, I'm a little bit too young to have seen this movie, really.
Okay, all right, millennial. All right, you don't act Gen Z.
We're not. We're not Gen Z, but honey, our skin does fool. You know what I mean? She fools everyone. Okay, I'm gonna say Dead Poet Society.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. You did fantastic. Well done on the first game.
Who's winning? Is it me? Are we tied?
You're not winning, Madison.
Our listening audience. That's who's winning.
That's right. So you have a podcast. The two of you have a podcast called Wow Rude, Pop Culture Podcast, Everything Podcast. What are you discussing?
Well,
pop culture,
you know.
Friendship being too much. Just really what we're doing here on your
basically.
Show.
It's like this. It's like this, but with swear words. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Just like
a lot of curses. Yeah.
This with adult language.
Right.
Adult monologues.
Mm-hmm.